Sister Spade here. You know the drill, so don't touch the dial. One of the important events that coincides with the reappearance of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, or the Qa'im, is something called Raj'at, is the return or the Raj'at of the good and the evildoers of this world returning back. Believing in the concept of the Raj'at is a Shia belief. But what is this great, this much perplexing and much debated over concept of Raj'at? Is it even in the Holy Quran? And what have the Imams said about it? We are going to uncover some of the mysteries behind this rarely spoken about concept today. Etymologically speaking, Raj'at means return. And technically speaking, Raj'at means the return of the divine proofs. The infallibles, some noble and good believers, and atheists and hypocrites as well. They will return back to this world after they have already died. In other words, they will be revived by a divine command and return back to this world. And this is the introduction to the resurrection happening in this very world. Speaking about Raj'at, Imam Baqir, the fifth Imam, alayhi salam, has said, "Believers will return to become honored, while the evildoers return only to become despised and degraded." Yes, it is true that the place for the divine reward and punishment is in that world. However, the plan of Allah is that He intends to give some of that reward and the punishment in this world too. The concept of Raj'at is backed up by hundreds of traditions from the Holy Prophet himself. May Allah bless him and his household. In fact, the late Allama Majlisi says about Raj'at, "If the traditions on Raj'at are not widely transmitted, then there will be no widely transmitted traditions at all." In fact, all Shia scholars believe in the concept of Raj'at being one of the central and important concepts of Shia Islam. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.